Connectors are important for more than simply the number of people they know. Their importance is also a function of the kinds of people they know. Perhaps the best way to understand this point is through the popular parlor game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. The idea behind the game is to try to link any actor or actress through the movies they've been in to the actor Kevin Bacon in less than 6 steps. So, for example, O.J. Simpson was in Naked Gun with Priscilla Presley, who was in Ford Fairlane with Gilbert Gottfried, who was in Beverly Hills Cop 2 with Paul Reiser, who was in Diner with Kevin Bacon. That's 4 steps. Bacon, although a fairly young actor, has already been in so many movies with so many different people that there is almost no one to whom he cannot be easily connected. Recently, a computer scientist at the University of Virginia by the name of Brett Tayden actually sat down and figured out what the average Bacon number is for the 250,000 or so actors and actresses who have played in television films or major motion pictures, and came up with 2.8312 steps. Anyone who has ever acted, in other words, can be linked to Bacon in an average of under 3 steps. That sounds impressive, except that Tayden then went back and performed an even more heroic calculation, figuring out what the average degree of connectedness was for everyone who had ever acted in Hollywood. For example, how many steps on average does it take to link everyone in Hollywood to Robert De Niro, or Shirley Temple, or Adam Sandler, and so on? What Tayden found was that when he listed all Hollywood actors in order of their connectedness, Bacon only ranked 669th. Martin Sheen, by contrast, can be connected on average to every actor in 2.63681 steps, which puts him almost 650 places higher than Bacon. The best connected actor of all time? Rod Steiger. There are lots of people, however, who have made lots of movies and aren't particularly well connected. John Wayne made 179 movies in his 60-year career and still ranks only 116th. What really sets someone like Steiger apart is his range. More than half of John Wayne's movies were westerns, meaning that he made the same kind of movie with the same kind of actors over and over again. But someone like Steiger, he's made great movies like the Oscar-winning On the Waterfront and dreadful movies like Carpool. He won an Oscar for his role in The Heat of the Night and also made B-movies so bad they went straight to video. He's been in 38 dramas, 12 crime pictures and comedies, 11 thrillers, 8 action films, 7 westerns, 6 war movies, 4 documentaries, 3 horror flicks, 2 sci-fi films and a musical, among others. Rod Steiger is one of those actors who has acted with everyone because he's managed to move up and down and back and forth among all the different worlds and subcultures and niches and levels that the acting profession has to offer. This is what connectors are like. They are the Rod Steigers of everyday life. They are people who all of us can reach in only a few steps because, for one reason or another, they manage to occupy many different worlds and subcultures and niches. In the case of connectors, their ability to span many different worlds is a function of something intrinsic to their personality, some combination of curiosity, self-confidence, sociability, and energy. And they also have this thing, whatever it is, that brings people together.